what I figure your take will be for the first month. So what do you say? Are we partners or what?
Well, the idea of making extra money appeals to me, but why the sandwich business?
Because we don't have enough counter space to make kidney machines. So are we partners or what?
Gee, it sounds kind of complicated. Selling sandwiches at a construction site? I don't know the first thing about business. You should ask Dorothy. Or Blanche. At least they'd have some input.
I know. So are we partners or what?
Okay, how do I look?
The outfit's nice. Now go put some makeup on.
Come on, I'm wearing makeup.
Make sure you eat by candlelight.
Oh, Dorothy, you look lovely. You really do.
Lovely isn't good enough. She's got a date with Jeffrey, the Commodore.
He's a Commodore in the Navy?
No, Rose, the singing group. He's the one in the middle. Used to be on the end till Lionel Richie left.
You and Jeffrey have been spending a lot of time together.
Oh, yes. You know, just when I'd given up hope of meeting someone, along came the most gallant, sophisticated, charming man I'd met in ages.
And I bet he knows how to tie a lot of really neat knots.
Dorothy, guess who's here?
My date.
Your husband.
I don't have a husband. Call the police.
Your ex-husband.
I'll call the police.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Stan.
Dorothy. In the future, I would appreciate a little advance notice when you're expecting a gentleman. I realize this time it's only Stan, but next time it could be somebody appealing or charming or at least reasonably good-looking. No offense, Stan.
None taken. Dorothy, could we talk for a minute?
Of course, for a minute. Come on.
You bring your wife with you, or did you make her stay home and clean out her toy box?
Ma, don't you remember? I told you, Stan and Chrissy got a divorce.
I thought you said Stan and Chrissy got a horse. I'm 80. You gotta enunciate. Don't get me wrong. Horse, divorce, I could care less. I just hate being left with egg on my face.
All right, Stan, what's wrong?
What makes you think there's something wrong?
Oh, please, Stan, we were married for 38 years. You can disguise your bald head, but you can't hide your emotions. Now, what's wrong?
I lost it, Dorothy.
You never had it, Stanley.
The business. I don't know what I'm going to do. 22 years of sweat and blood, and suddenly it's all flushed down the toilet like a snotty ball of Kleenex.
You could always write poetry for a living. I'm sorry. I know how devastated you must be. I have one question, though.
I can still manage the alimony payments.
No. That was not my question. I was wondering if possibly we could discuss this maybe tomorrow. You see, I have plans to go out
Dorothy,
this evening.
Please. I'm afraid to be alone tonight. My world is crumbling around me. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what I might do.
Oh, I do. You'll watch an old Barnaby Jones eat a half gallon of rum raisin, throw up, and fall asleep in your kimono.
See, Dorothy, nobody knows me like you.
Look, I really have plans.
I made dinner reservations at Monty's. You know how Monty's always cheers me up? We could take a walk on the beach, maybe go dancing at the Breakers, if there's no cover charge.
I really can't.
Dorothy, please, say yes. I need a friendly shoulder to cry on.
All right, give me a minute. Girls, I need a shoulder to cry on.
Dorothy, what did that creep do to you?
It's not for me, it's for Stan. He lost the business. He has to take his mind off his troubles.
What do you want us to do?
One of you. Go out with him.
What?
Oh, I feel terrible for what he's going through, but I'm not about to cancel my date.
So you want me to cancel mine?
You don't have a date.
Nobody knows that.
Well, I'd do it, Dorothy, but I'm really no good at listening to people's problems.
Rose, you're a grief counselor. It's what you do for a living.
I know, but I have the highest suicide rate in the office.
Look, Rose, if you don't want to go out with Stan, just say so.
I don't want to go out with Stan.
Oh, honey, I know that going out with Stan is a big favor.
The biggest? You're asking me to spend my evening with the man you yourself described as having the personality of a dial tone. And why? So you can go have a splendid evening with some dashing naval officer. Well, absolutely not. Under no circumstances will I even entertain the notion.
I'll let you borrow my cashmere sweater anytime you want.
No!
I will give you outright, my practically full bottle of Chanel No. 5.
Perfume or cologne?
Cologne.
Forget it.
I'll introduce you to all of Jeffrey's naval officer friends. Some of them have been at sea for more than 6 months.
Just make yourself comfortable, honey. I'll be with you in 2 minutes.
Here, use these potatoes. We're out of tomatoes.
Sophia, I don't think this'll work.
Yes, it will. We just say it fast. Bacon, lettuce, and potato. Bacon, lettuce, and potato.
What are you two doing up? It's after midnight.
Sophia and I are going into business.
How did she talk you into this, Rose?
Oh, Sophia didn't talk me into it. As she said, if I had half a brain, I'd have thought of it myself.
Besides, it'll be fun, Dorothy. Just like when I was a little girl and sold Belgian waffles alongside the road.
You had a Belgian waffle stand?
Well, actually, they were English muffins that I carved little ridges in. But people bought them anyway. I was cute then, so I could get away with it.
Don't worry, you get cute again when you hit 80. How do you think I'm gonna peddle this slop?
How was your date?
Glorious, glorious. Jeffrey is a dream. It was even worth the guilt I felt over sticking Blanche with Stan. Incidentally, is she still speaking to me?
She's not home yet.
Oh. Poor Blanche. When Stan is depressed, he is the second most boring man in the world.
Who's the first?
Stan when he's not depressed.
Dorothy's Bornack. This was the most bizarre evening I've ever spent with a man.
Including the time with the highlight team from Nicaragua?
She said one man. That was the most bizarre evening she ever spent with a team.
What are those sandwiches? I am starving.
They're bacon, lettuce, and potato.
Potato?
Work on it, Rose. Remember, you're not cute anymore.
I thought Stan took you to dinner.
He did.
Let me guess. You were on your way to a lovely candlelit dinner at Monty's when out of the corner of his eye, Stan spotted a charming little Pakistani restaurant.
Indian.
Cocktails consisted of warm beer in two different shaped glasses. He did the ordering for you, would not let you see the menu, and when he paid the bill, he got change back from a 10.
A 5.
Dorothy, that's amazing. Try me now. I'll think about what I had for dinner.
Rose, I'm not psychic. I just know Stan's idea of a night on the town.
You know, actually, it wasn't so bad. I kind of enjoyed myself. Well, I didn't have to work to impress him, and he knew he didn't have a prayer of impressing me, so we just kind of relaxed and had fun. We're doing it again tomorrow night.
What?
Well, unless you mind. Oh, I guess I should have asked you first. I can just call him and cancel.
Oh, Blanche, don't be ridiculous. I mean, why should I object?
Well, he was your husband, Dorothy.
Was. We're divorced, remember? He left me for a woman half Blanche's age. Oh, honey, I think it's wonderful that you're going out with Stan again tomorrow night. Jeff and I are going to a formal dinner at the base. Oh, he looks so dashing in his dress uniform.
Ooh. Dorothy had a date with the Commodore. Blanche had a date with Stan. I spent the evening making bacon, lettuce, and potato sandwiches.
Rose, the sun's coming up.
Why do we have to leave so early?
Because yesterday we ended up with a crummy location.
Well, then shouldn't we have dry ice or something to keep these cold till lunchtime?
Are you crazy? We should charge them extra for a hot lunch.
What are you two doing up?
It's not important. Go back to bed.
Ma, it's 5:30 in the morning. It's a little early to be selling lunch.
We wanted to get the best corner before Johnny No Thumbs shows up with his lunch wagon.
Johnny No Thumbs?
Well, actually, he has several fingers missing from each hand. It's remarkable to watch him make a veal and pepper hero.
Ma, you are trying to muscle in on a guy named Johnny No Thumbs? Are you crazy? He's probably connected with the mob.
Relax. If they were his friends, he'd still have his thumbs.
He's a very sweet man. Although the first time he waved hello, Sophia misunderstood and gave him the finger back. Why don't you go back and try to get some more sleep?
I haven't been to sleep. I'm too upset.
What's wrong?
I won't be seeing Jeffrey anymore. He's leaving town.
I knew it. The minute I heard you were dating a sailor, I said to myself, there'll be nothing but heartaches. Those swabbies drift into port, park their ditties on your doorstep, show you some tricks they learned in the Orient, and then it's a ask me hearties, and they shove off with a serpent tattoo in your heart as souvenirs.
You've been reading Treasure Island again, right?
this from my ancestors. The Vikings were a seafaring people, you know.
They also wore horns on their head and metal brassieres. This is not the same.
So he dumped you, huh?
He did not dump me. Jeffrey is being transferred to the Aleutian Islands. He's going to a top-secret base where he can't have any contact with the outside world for at least a year.
He dumped you?
Yes.
Dorothy, I'm sorry.
Why is it whenever I think I've met Mr. Wright, I'm wrong?
Because, Dorothy, you're not the most perceptive woman in the world.
Well, what's everybody doing up? I thought you all still be sleeping.
We thought you were in your bedroom.
Oh, where have you been?
We're staying.
Staying?
Yes, we had the most wonderful time. I'll tell you all about it in the morning.
But Blanche, this is the morning.
Well, so it is. So it is.
Six cakes of soap.
Dorothy, would you please speak to me?
One can of cleanser.
No, I'm not going to get the cleanser until you talk to me. Oh, Dorothy, if you won't talk to me, how can I understand why you're angry with me?
Just coffee and a walk along the beach.
And what about it?
Oh, come on, Blanche. When you come back from a walk along the beach, you spend an hour shaking the sand out of your underalls.
Just exactly what do you mean by that?
I mean that Blanche Devereaux does not stay out all night with a man just to go walking along the beach.
Well, never before, that's true. But as Beauregard Jefferson kindly pointed out on my 16th birthday, there's a first time for everything.
And last night was the first time you slept with Stan.
Oh, now that's a lie.
Oh, I see. So it was not the first time.
Oh, Dorothy! Dorothy! Well, get out of my way, you old fool. Dorothy! Why won't you believe me? And better yet, why does it matter? You're not married to Stan anymore. You don't even like him. You practically begged me to go out with him to get him off your back. Now you're angry because I didn't have a terrible time? Why do you care?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just know I'm terribly upset because I'm letting this get me terribly upset. Oh, Blanche, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Oh. Listen, last night you were dumped by the man of your dreams. It's not surprising that today you'd be a little irritable.
I know, but to be upset about Stan... I'm so embarrassed. I mean, it's not as if he means anything in my life.
Honey, I know exactly what you're going through. Believe me, I do. I'm just so glad we had this little talk. Oh. Because you know what we hadn't? I feel a little strange about going out with Stan again tonight.
You're going out with Stan tonight?
He has tickets to the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater.
And you're going?
Well, of course I am. I'd be out of my mind to pass up the chance to see Mr. Jamie Farr in the Kane Mutiny Court Martial.
Oh, I hurt my back. I'm paralyzed, Sophia. Oh, it's you. Look where you're going.
We're almost through with our half of the list.
Rose, tomorrow I want to double the number of sandwiches. Grab some of that aluminum foil.
Are you two still going to sell lunches, even after that Johnny No-Thumbs leaned on you again?
He didn't lean on us, Blanche. He said he had friends who would lean on us.
Well, I got friends, too. One phone call to Palermo, and Johnny's lunch wagon will be wearing concrete tires.
Ma, come on. The only person you know in Palermo is Uncle Vito, and he's a harmless old man.
Harmless? Give him a piece of piano wire, make fun of his limp, and see what happens.
Dorothy, do you think they're really going to make any money with that business?
One fabric softener.
Now what's the matter?
I'll tell you what's the matter. I cannot believe that you are actually going to go out with Stan again tonight.
Why shouldn't I go out with Stan again tonight?
You're right. It's my mistake. I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend.
Then why are you sleeping with my husband?
What are y'all looking at? Get on back to your lasso of peas. Dorothy, I promise you there's nothing between us.
If there's nothing between you, then you will not go out with him tonight. Isn't that right?
We're only going to see a play. And he's not even her husband. He's our ex-husband. Why am I even explaining any of this to you? Why am I explaining this to anybody?
Who's Lenny? Tall, red hair, loves tuna on whole wheat.
Let me ask you a better question. Why do we have his IOU for $2?
Well, he didn't have anything smaller than 100, and we didn't have any change.
What about these?
Well, they all had hundreds, too.
Rose, let me give you a few lessons in economics. Lesson number one, quit being an idiot.
Okay.
Lesson number two, the law of supply and demand. Before you supply the sandwiches, you demand the money.
Okay.
Lesson number three, quit being an idiot.
I thought you were Blanche.
Once I thought I was best Truman, but then they switched me to 20 milligrams a day.
I had a cousin who thought he was Jiminy Cricket. Of course, that was at the height of the Pinocchio craze, and everyone at the bank went along with it.
And I wondered how the two of you got together to start a business. Let me know when Blanche comes in.
Are you two talking again?
Just long enough to give her a piece of my mind.
Do you think Dorothy's upset because she thinks Blanche is sleeping with Stan?
Could be.
Or is it because she thinks she's lying when she says she isn't?
That's a good one, too.
Well, don't you care that they're fighting?
Of course I do. You think I have no feelings? Let me tell you a story. Picture this. A crowded Mediterranean port, teeming with your tired, your poor, your hungry. You know, your huddled masses yearning to be free. We boarded the ship and set sail for America. 500 people, filled with hope, singing, laughing, drinking. Actually, only the Irish were drinking. But I digress. Of course, on the second day, things took a turn for the worse. For the next month and a half, the storm-tossed seas made our lives a living hell. If I wasn't fighting for a warm blanket, I was fighting for food. If I wasn't fighting for food, I was fighting for the shuffleboard equipment. I just threw that in to see if you were paying attention. Anyway, the storm broke, and through the mist and the haze, I saw the beautiful lady I'd been longing to see for months.
The Statue of Liberty.
No, my mother. That's how dense the fog was. But beyond her was the Statue of Liberty. I remember the first words I shouted out. There she is, Lady Liberty. I also remember the second words I shouted out. Slow down, you yachts, you're going right past her. But he didn't hear. And that's why today, Rose, there's an unusually large Italian population in Spilsbury, Massachusetts.
That's a really moving story, Sophia. What exactly is the point?
The point is you already forgot lessons one and three. Quit being an idiot! I stole $40 from you while you were listening to that cockamamie story.
She's not back yet?
No.
I don't understand. What could they be doing all this time?
You know what they're doing.
Yeah, I also know Stan. We were married for 38 years. And if you added up all the times that we did what he is doing right now, Blanche still should have been home 15 minutes ago.
Where are you going?
To either get ice cream or commit a felony. I'll decide in the car.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Vinny. This is Rocco. Johnny No Thumb sent us.
Sophia, it's for you.
Who is it?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Stay under the covers. I'll get rid of her. Dorothy, it's late. What do you want?
Open the door, Stanley.
Dorothy, you're in your nightgown.
I came here on an impulse. I couldn't help myself.
Well, it's really a nice gesture, babe, but I'm afraid I'll have to take a rain check.
Stanley, you truly are one chromosome away from being a potato.
Yeah, well, I gotta get up early tomorrow. I need to get to sleep, Dorothy.
Yeah, you're wearing your toupee to bed. That means one of two things. Either there's a woman in your bed, or Suzanne Summers is on The Tonight Show.
Would you get to your point, Dorothy?
I didn't come here to see you. I came here to talk to her.
Dorothy, you...
No, it'll just take a minute, and then I'll be out of here, and you can go back to what you were doing.
Thank you.
I have been trying to figure out all day why you're doing this. I've been trying to find one reason that would make it okay, but I can't. I cannot believe that you would jeopardize our relationship for this. I guess it's possible you were attracted to Stan. I mean, Lord knows I stayed with him for 38 years, but I think this time you could have resisted just in case it might have made a difference to me. And I think the thing that hurts me most of all is that you didn't have the guts to tell me that you're sleeping with my husband.
Well, gee, I would have. But I didn't know myself until about an hour ago.
Hey, what's all this?
Oh, Dorothy, aren't they beautiful? Johnny No Thumb sent them.
He sent you flowers?
You remember harmless old Uncle Vito? He sent a note to Johnny No Thumbs. He addressed it to Johnny No Knees. He got the message, we got the flowers.
Oh, come on, Ma.
Well, I also told him that Rose and I are getting out of the sandwich game.
Well, when we went over the books, the profits weren't quite what we expected.
Tell me, is Blanche back yet?
Oh, she's in the living room.
Thanks. Blanche, I want to apologize.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's it?
I can't think of anything else to say. I behaved terribly.
I know.
No, you don't. Oh, I went to Stan's hotel room tonight because I thought you were there.
Well, I wasn't.
I know.
I told him that although there was nothing between us, I couldn't see him anymore.
Oh, I've been such a creep.
I know.
I wish I could explain it, but I can't. I think some of it may be that I didn't want to share my memories. I mean, that part of my life with Stan is over, but I still wanted it to be just mine, you know, and I was afraid that you might take that part away, and I was feeling jealous and lonely and God knows what else.
Magenta.
Excuse me?
Magenta. That's what I call it when I get that way. All kinds of feelings tumbling all over themselves. Well, you know, you're not quite blue because you're not really sad. And although you're a little bit jealous, you wouldn't say you're green with envy. And every now and then you realize you're kind of scared, but you'd hardly call yourself yellow. I hate that feeling. I just hate it. And I hate the color magenta. That's why I named it that. Magenta. No way to really explain it, but fortunately, between friends, you don't have to.
Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy.
Listen, now that we're talking to each other, can I ask you a question? Why in hell did you ever marry Stan?
It was my magenta period. And, you know, Stan was rather handsome when he had hair.
Come on.
Yeah. He had a certain elegant charm.
Oh, please.
And, of course, I was 4 months pregnant.